Gary Ayres, former Geelong coach, former Adelaide coach too, but worked with Phil, who was mainly in charge of fitness at the Cats back in the mid to late 90s. And Gary Ayres joins us on the line. Ayrsy, thanks for your time.
No worries, Hutto.
Really traumatic and terrible circumstances in which we talked to you. Can you take us back to the Phil Walsh you knew back then, and in fact how the how you came to have him as your man on board?
Yeah, sure. We're obviously two young guys starting out in the full-time world of AFL footy, and of course we'd advertised a couple of positions, and one of those just happened to be strength and conditioning, and Phil, having the background in that, was obviously able to apply, and of course it actually came down to the Geelong job or the Carlton job, and certainly some sort of 12 months later, obviously Carlton went on and won the flag, and of course subsequently beat Geelong as runners-up, but he decided to take the Geelong job, which I was absolutely thrilled about because he was outstanding in his interviews and just certainly what he brought to the table. And he actually lived just outside Geelong, so it probably made it fairly easy for him to commute anyway. And our working relationship was, as I said, two young guys starting in the full-time world of footy and the pressures that go along with that. And, of course, he also wore a couple of other hats as well because I was keen, because of his football background, to get him on the match committee. And he was unbelievable with his insights into the game. And he was also a match day runner for me as well. So he had to deliver some interesting messages to some superstars of the game back then, and he always used to come back and shake his head, and I'm sure he always gave the message the way it was supposed to be anyway. But he was cheeky, he certainly had a very strong opinion, and he actually had a wonderful sense of humour, which I don't think too many people would have actually seen, because they just would have seen the exterior of Phil when he was in the media. And it was 4 years that we worked together, and I was absolutely thrilled in his support and his loyalty. You couldn't have asked for a better person in that regard, and I always knew he wanted something a bit different and a bit higher up, and he was good mates with Choco Williams, and at the start of 99 he was appointed assistant coach to Choco Williams, and of course we know what happened there when he went to the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
Was he always as intense as what he's been known to be, and a workaholic even back then?
He was certainly intense. I wouldn't say as much as I'm sure what we would have seen now. He certainly enjoyed a glass of red with as a bit of a conversation and chat about footy. But, yeah, he was intense in relation to wanting to get the best out of the group that he had from a fitness point of view and the cross-training. And he was extremely competitive and didn't mind giving it to the boys in the beep test and in the gym and any sort of 5K time trials we did. And he even had the distinction of actually being able to box with Gary Ablett Sr. from a cross-training point of view, and he certainly used to come out and say that that wasn't part of his job description. So, no, wonderful chap, and really enjoyed the 4 years we had together immensely.
Gary, I presume you would have played against him a fair few times. I find him an interesting contrast as a coach and as a player. We tend to look at those outside running wingman types and think, oh, they're not necessarily the hard men of footy, but he appeared as a player to have a tough mental streak as well, even though he didn't play a position that sort of people usually associate with that sort of character.
Yeah, I reckon that's true, Rowan, and of course I think it was probably born out of too how fit he could get himself, and I'm sure he was aware that he was probably fitter than most of the guys he would have played on, so that gave him an edge. And I remember we used to talk about things on the footy field in relation to training and playing that would actually give you the edge to be able to combat and, I guess, dismantle the opposition. And certainly Phil was extremely fit, even well into past his playing time, and the physique and the work that he used to put in. And he was studying Japanese even way back then. So that was back in about the mid-90s. So he certainly had his quirky nature, I guess. But, yeah, to play over, 120-odd games, best and fairest with the Brisbane Bears, and then go on and carve out an unbelievable, I guess, journey throughout coaching. And, of course, his tactical nous, it certainly says a lot about what Phil wanted to do to explore how good he could become.
Were his standards as a fitness coach cutting edge? I mean, I just get the impression that he was, in a way, perhaps a little ahead of his time.
certainly trying to do that, Rowan. Obviously, we've got to look at it was the mid-90s, and, of course, clubs certainly weren't financially up to speed as they were now. And, of course, it was only just starting to become full-time for coaches, not necessarily for players. So the Geelong budget back then was not overly large, as I'm sure probably if Cam was down there at Geelong these days, there was certainly a lot more. But that comes with success anyway. But for what he had and what he had to work with, the fitness and the strength was never an issue with any of the Geelong boys in those 4 years.
And Gary, just as we before we let you go, just have you stayed in touch with Phil over the years?
We actually run into one another at the odd time during the football circles. Actually, I haven't spoken to him for a little while. I sent him a little text just on getting the job for the Adelaide Crows, and it was just basically along the lines of failure can't cope with perseverance. And I knew he'd always wanted a full-time head coaching job, and just very pleased for him that he was able to get that. But certainly it hasn't gone the way everyone would have wanted who knew Phil Walsh.
Shocking news. Gary, we appreciate your time and your insights into the man you worked with so long ago.
Yeah, cheers, Adelaide. Thanks.